It was new last year, and they couldn't get anything to poison it. And this year, there's so many, we can't get enough to poison it. And then all whoever's working on this saccharin, you know, they're working on that and getting it. It's poison to us. So now they're not letting us have this insecticide to kill these little new insects. And one of my men told me the other day, he says, we're just going to have to quit. He says, this country will every bit be in Johnson grass before always, because, he says, they won't let us have the insecticide to kill the grass.
Sounds strange.
Well, it's that's where somebody's bossing you that don't know what they're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, did you ever hear farmers talk about a place called the corn crib?
Yeah. That's where he kept his corn. Yes, that's a corn crib. That was in his barn.
Inside?
Oh, he might have. Oh, if the farmer had a little extra spree somewhere or another. He might have a little crib out yonder of corn somewhere away from his big barn. If his barn wasn't big enough to hold him. But Dad always had our corn under his main roof for his barn. There was a section sectioned off for his corn and his cotton seed. Yes, I've been to the corn crib many times.
Well, did people around here have anything called a granary?
Not too much, because we didn't raise too much grain. Now, when you get up around Sherman, they raise grain. And they had the mills up there, the flour mills around Sherman. But this section in here was, and mine out north of town, we were cotton. Cotton's what we got. The cotton sack was up. The cotton wagons.
Yes, ma'am.
Was what we could raise corn, but we only raised enough just for the farm, not to try to sell to make money. Corn wasn't our money crop. It was just to use for the farm and family. In my early days, why, we'd take some corn over to the mill and have it ground, have some good old fresh corn meal, good cornbread.
Well, where did the farmers around here usually milk their cows?
Down in a shed under part of the barn where our cow shed was. The roof extended over far enough, and there was enough partitioned off for the old cow.
I see.
And then there was a little lane that led to the pool. She could go down there with her little calf and they could drink.
Well, was there a place in the barn where you stored your hay?
Oh, yes, up in the barn loft. Up in the barn loft.
When I was driving into Greenville, I noticed these big rolled up.
Well, now, they're all new to me, and they don't store them. Put them under a shed, and I just don't, I'd like to know more about them things myself.
Well, what surprised me was that there were a good many of them right there in the middle of the highway, you know, on that grassy area that divides the highway.
Yeah.
Apparently they cut that off.
Well, they do bail. You see, there's some men that make pretty good money with that. They follow these mowers on the highway and bail it and sell it. I don't know how they contract with the county. Now, I don't know bad about it, that part of it. But I do know that hay balers will follow those mowers up and down our highways and bale that hay.
I haven't seen one of these in a long time, but a long time ago, did the farmers ever just pile the hay up in the field after they got through cutting it?